One Stand Guard. They're set for a start. Ready and away. Towards the centre there, Kalila's Vera won the start, hunting up Squidworth. Wider out then Barumba, Pippi wider still. Then in behind them came Bogan Hope. Further back then was Able Rival. Stanguard well back along with Bogan Hope and also Jacobite Rebel. In the straight, it's Barumba getting to the lead, and Barumba strides away and scores by five. Second, maybe Pippi just in front of the fast-finishing Squidworth. In behind them then came Stanguard, Able Rival. Further back then came Carilla's Vera. Bogan Hope, Jacobite Rebel, and the time there, 18:40. Number seven, the winner, Barumba. Number seven, Barumba. The winner, though, racing at close quarters early, and Barumba, missing any trouble then, got clear and raced away in the straight to score nicely. Second to four, Squidworth. Third to number eight, Pippi. And in fourth, we had number one, Stanguard. So 7, 4, 8, 1. 5 3/4 the winning margin. And it was close for second and third. It was only a half head in it there. So 5 3/4 a half head. At the race time there, 18:40 on race number 7, 483 was the first section, 13:57 the run home, repeating 5 3/4 a half head. That winner, number 7, Barumba. This greyhound, Barumba, is trained by Gordon Yates at Tomingley, and Laura Gambling is the owner, and that makes it a double for Gordon Yates. Of course, scored the previous with Poke the Glass, so makes it a race-to-race double there. Well done to Gordon. Second placing to number 4, Squidworth, for Lisa Fitton. Third to number 8, Pippi, Wayne Presswich. And fourth in number 1, Stanguard for Peter Parker. So it's 7, 4, 8, 1, 5 3/4 a half head, and 18:40 the race time recorded on race number 7 on the card today from Dubbo. So that means the quaddie to be alive, 4, 3, 7. So far, 4, 3, and 7 required on your quaddie ticket thus far. And the final leg, race number 8, will come up next. All clear now on the 7th, 7, 4, 8, 1. All clear, right to pay, Dubbo, race 7.